And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 1st of July, 2009. It's the anniversary of the first public library in America. 1731, Benjamin Franklin founded it in Philadelphia. It was a circulating library. A group of friends of his put in some money and then agreed to pay a yearly fee, in exchange for which you could borrow any of the books. It was called the Library Company of Philadelphia. And it's the birthday of William Strunk Jr., born in Cincinnati, 1869, taught at Cornell University for 46 years. And during that time, he created what he called the Little Book, called The Elements of Style, 7 Rules of Usage and 11 Principles of Composition. He advised his students to use the active voice, put statements in positive form, omit needless words. For example, the phrase, the fact that. Instead of saying, owing to the fact that, you just say, because. Instead of, in spite of the fact that, you say, although. One of his students at Cornell was E.B. White, who went on to write for the New Yorker magazine, and wrote an essay about Strunk's Little Book for the New Yorker in 1957. And then in 1959, E.B. White set out to re-edit his old professor's book. It was revised further in 1972 and 1979, and The Elements of Style, in its various editions, has now sold over 10 million copies, often referred to simply as Strunk and White. Many writers swear by it. Other writers were horrified by it. Nabokov, for example, and an academic reviewing the book recently in the Chronicle of Higher Education referred to Strunk and White as a pair of idiosyncratic bumblers who can't even tell when they've broken their own misbegotten rules. But a new 50th anniversary edition of Strunk and White's The Elements of Style was published this year, which brought a new wave of attention to the book. Dorothy Parker said, if you have any young friends who aspire to become writers, the second greatest favor you can do them is to present them with copies of The Elements of Style. The first greatest, of course, is to shoot them now while they're happy. Here's a poem for today by Charles Darling, entitled Advice to a Pregnant Daughter-in-Law, for Mickey. Avoid sharp things like corners, scissor points, words, and blades and cheddar cheese. Eschew whatever's heavy, fast, and cumbersome, meteorites, rumbly truck and stinky bus, hockey players, falling vaults, and buffalo. Steer clear of headlines, bank advices, legal language, papal bulls, and grocery ads. Every morning, listen to Baroque divertimenti, romantic operas, Hildegard von Bingen hymns. Evenings, read some lines from Shakespeare's comedies, do a page of algebra, study shapes of clouds and alchemy, make fun of your husband's feet. Practice listening like a doe at the edge of the earth's deep woods, but learn to disregard most everything you hear, especially your father and father-in-law. Learn some Indian lullabies. Speak with magic stones beneath your tongue. Finally, I wish, avoid all tears, except that the world and time will have their way, and weep we must. Perhaps enough is said of grief and happiness to realize that any child of yours will live a lifetime utterly beguiled, as my child is, by your bright smile, your wild and Irish laugh. Advice to a Pregnant Daughter-in-Law by Charles Darling from The Saints of Diminished Capacity, published by Second Wind Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, creators of the Chicago Poetry Tour, a virtual tour of the history of modern poetry featuring archival recordings, photographs, and music. You can find it online at poetryfoundation.org. Edited by Thomas Scheutzker and written by Margaret Bain. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.